This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Cancela, it's our standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, according to AAA, it is now more expensive than ever to own a car.
No kidding. Thank you, AAA.
Right. Let's see. Cars get more expensive, more intricate. Gas prices go up. Insurance prices go up. What do you know? More expensive.
I will say this. In the world that is the racket world of automobiles, AAA is a pretty good value.
Oh, AAA is worth the money.
They're definitely worth it.
Two famous 1,500-year-old skeletons in Italy called Lovers Modena, I guess, who were discovered holding hands, are actually both men, according to new DNA tests.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind, they discovered them in 2009, all right? And it's, I guess it was like a burial for soldiers or something. But anyway, there were two skeletons they found. They're clearly holding each other's hand. And so it's not just that they discovered it, but in Italy, they started using this as the, it's like their symbol of love now, because it meant so much to the country. Then they actually did DNA tests, and they're like, hey, man, I was going to let you know it's two dudes. Iman, if you know anything about the Roman Empire, that is not remotely out of the question. But these are modern days. People are terrified. They're cowards, whatever. So they're like, no. It's no longer a symbol of love. We don't know what the relationship was. Like, you seem to know what it was when you found them holding hands.
I can't believe there was gay people back then. I thought that was a new thing.
In the Roman Empire?
Yeah. That's
man,
just
oh,
blows
man.
My mind.
Yeah. You never heard that.
Nope.
Because they didn't have those conversion camps then.
No, that was the problem.
A marriage ceremony for two frogs was held in a city in India as a gesture to the gods to get them to bring rain.
They don't want the rain that's coming then.
Well, wait a minute. If I'm a god...
I thought India just had a bunch of massive floods.
They do. It's called a monsoon.
But now, after 2 months of downpours, the frogs have been divorced.
Yeah, it's called monsoon season. It's not that you get hit by a monsoon. It's like fall there. You know, it's a season. Like, oh yeah, we're all going to get flooded out. So they call it a season.
Maybe you should offer the god something better than two frogs. I'd be like, wait a minute. I'm a god. I've done all this for you, and you took two frogs, told me they're married, and I'm supposed to be cool with that? I'm flooding your ass. I mean, that's what that is, man.
That's like, why people in South Carolina and North Carolina are so happy about hurricane season.
Right.
Now one of those frogs has to pay the other alimony.
That's the worst part.
Right.
But remember what you can do to get out of it, because certain frogs or toads in certain situations can change their sex, right?
Right.
So either both become dude or right. We're both chicks now.
The difference is you have 1,000 tadpoles, not one. It's a lot,
And
of
she gets them
alimony.
All, Miles.
Yeah.
Let's see. A YouTuber and his friend from the Netherlands were arrested for trying to storm Area 51.
What did they think was going to happen?
I hope they beat him with a fly swatter.
Yeah, they went over there with like drones and were taking pictures. They're like, we were just taking pictures. Like,
hey, it's a classified area.
It's a secure area. Right.
I mean, look, man. Things go on. Who cares? Stuff is how it is. But when you make certain decisions, you have to know the outcome. Like, if I jump off of a cliff without a parachute, I'm not going to be stunned that I smash into the ground. Because inevitably, this is the consequence. I think if you go to a classified military location, whatever it is you want to believe, they don't care. And they're going to treat it like a classified military location.
And they did it like a week before all these idiots are supposed to storm it. It's like, If the area wasn't already on high alert, pretty sure they're on super high alert now.
They're always on high alert. It's a classified military location called Area 51. They're always on high alert. And they told you clearly, if anyone approaches this, we will protect it in accordance with what we do to protect military installations.
It's like the people who are Instagramming now on Chernobyl.
Right.
Like, you know you shouldn't be there.
A woman in British Columbia was busted for using...
That's a different type of dumb. You're right.
But listen, let them do. Look, if you're that dumb, I don't know this to be true, but I have a hard time believing you're contributing anything constructive to society. Like, if that's a decision you make, I don't think you made great decisions before that. Let them go.
A woman in British Columbia was busted for using chopsticks to eat out of a bowl while she drove.
Damn.
Busted using chopsticks
while driving.
Eat out of a bowl while driving.
So would it have been illegal if she was using a fork?
Right. It's not like what? I mean, people eat and drive all the time. People have called our show and said they've saw a guy driving down the road eating a bowl of cereal.
I think you guys are missing the point they're making, which is just like, no, it is illegal to drive eating. We're pointing out she was crazy enough to use chopsticks.
Right. It's also illegal to speed.
It's probably
everybody
what
does
she
that.
Uses.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
A dog.
I'm very proficient in chopsticks, so, you know, I'm pro-chopstick.
Just remember, when you're eating with chopsticks, the higher up the chopsticks you hold them, the more gangster you are.
I also thought about buying personal chopsticks for myself. You know what I mean? Like the guy who's got his own pen.
I had a buddy that was living in China, and he was living in a very remote place where, frankly, they never saw many white people.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I told him you should go full American when he goes into a restaurant and have like a little box and open it and just have like a single silver fork.
I have this under control.
Brought this from home. A dog owner in California was impressed when his dog used his toddler's training potty.
Get out of here. That is cool.
Right? Did the dog go one or two?
Two.
No kidding.
I mean, dogs can smell.
Read the newspaper.
You know, so they know what the item is.
My dog
is used
pooped
for.
On the carpet. I mean,
well,
whatever, dude. It's
like
impressive. Right. I mean, it's still impressive.
You don't put down pee pads or anything for this dog?
No. I'm trying to help them get over this. Not encourage. Hey, just pee here.
All right.
No, don't do it in the house.
Every 2 hours, man.
It's also amazing the dog that poops in the toilet. You should see how much coffee he drinks every morning.
Add a cigarette.
A study found teenagers get anxious and depressed after 3 hours a day on social media.
Well, yeah.
Because
kids are mean. Kids are mean already.
Everybody's mean.
Aren't teenagers just anxious and depressed generally?
Now you're giving them a platform to be even more crude.
But the adults are just as bad. Basically, what we learned with social media, teenagers generally don't hide it as well, but it turns out adults are worse. Everyone's a turd. That's all you need to know.
It's like bullying.
That should be
right?
A song.
Everyone's a turd. When kids bully each other, but when you're an adult, like
it's the
people
same
bully
thing.
Each other all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, have you been in a business meeting?
This is what I believe. I'll kill you. So teenagers, just know that's what you graduate
with. The threat of your job on the line too. With the threat of your livelihood
funny,
on the line.
And I get it, like bullying's bad, but also like it goes on in the adult world counseling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We just get better at it.
We just don't care.
A man in New Zealand admitted he destroyed his friend's car with an axe. After he drank 48 beers.
Oh, okay. That
cool. I think it's more impressive that he drank 48 beers.
Right?
Anyone can destroy a car with an axe.
I mean, Ted, how long did it take you to do 30?
A whole day.
The
Candy
entire
ass.
Day.
He 48 beers and then felt strong enough to wield an axe. After we tried to drink 30 in a day, I got pushed downstairs in a wheelchair.
But you did it.
Yeah.
18 more, we'll give you an axe.
All right. Or you go to Russia where you get a gun.
A woman in Florida was arrested after she hit a man in the head with a bag of frozen biscuits.
Oh!
Have you had the frozen biscuits in a bag?
You got biscuit whip, bitch!
Have you had frozen biscuits in a bag?
I have not.
Like, they sell Miles them immediately goes to food.
They sell. Well, no, I'm not. You talked about biscuits.
I did, but now you're immediately going into the well of how great frozen biscuits are.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because when you buy biscuits, typically, if you don't make biscuits from scratch, you buy them in a can, like, you know, Pillsbury.
You crack it on the side of the.
Right. Exactly. They have frozen biscuits in bags at Walmart, and they are freaking unbelievable. I've never seen biscuits of bags of biscuits.
I have bought the frozen croissants.
Croissant. Mm-hmm.
You just want to see.
Are they
that.
Good?
Yeah, they're great. Okay. My buddy's wife is French. She swears by them.
See?
Just as good as the ones
you
get.
The world's changing.
Yeah, just as good as the ones you get in Lyon.
The world's changing.
Two skydivers in England had a close call when they were almost hit by fighter jets.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Criminy.
Whoa! Didn't see that coming.
It seems like the fighter jet would be able to save the guy, though, somehow. Like, you could just eject, catch the guy.
Would you do that? I had to shoot him. Look, man, just shoot them for the ground so they don't report us.
Yeah, that story's not great for us. They were our jets.
Yeah, they were.
And they're like, yeah, they put out the report. Like, they should have known those dudes were parachuting there. It's a kind of famous parachute place.
That's exactly why they went there.
Right.
You know it's exactly why they went there.
A man in New York broke into a home last week, then made a booty call and invited a woman over.
That's efficient.
Checking my pad out.
She actually showed up, but a neighbor called the cops and the man was arrested for burglary.
Well, of course she showed up. It's a booty call.
Otherwise, it's just a call.
You're calling Domino's.
It's like a call for booty, but a booty call, they responded.
Did he? I wonder if he called a pizza, too. Because if they have your information on file, all right, you make the call.
Yeah.
Then you get, they just put charge to the card. Follow what I'm saying?
I just like this idea of breaking into nicer places to have sex.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And finally,
is this your Maserati? Sure isn't.
Just a reminder to everybody, there is a great cinematic movie also called Booty Call.
And you know it's a cinematic masterpiece based on the name.
And it won a few Oscars.
Finally, I have a top story that is so groundbreaking that no amount of technical difficulties could ever erase it from memory.
What is that?
I'd say mystery to me, but I'll tell you what I got 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Sa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hello. Oh, hello. Sarah. Hello. Welcome
Sarah.
To the men's
room.
Sarah. Well, my head not finished typing the name.
It's
Sa. So it said S, and I even thought that's a horribly ugly name. I'm so glad your name is Sarah and not Sa. But Sarah, do you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Let's go to Miami-Dade, Florida, where a woman who feuded with neighbors after she refused to cover up or close her blinds while hanging out in her home fully nude is now accused of murder. The 34-year-old was arrested on charges of second-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The charges stem from a shooting that happened near her home. She'd been involved in an ongoing feud with several neighbors, and earlier in the day, she'd been involved in an argument with neighborhood children over her, quote, being fully nude with her window and blinds open. Now, the police report says she refused to close the blinds. She refused to put on clothes, even as children played in an open field next to her window. So after she refused to close the blinds, the unidentified victim sprayed dog repellent at her through the window screen. Well, that's when she grabbed a gun and fired two shots at the victim through the window, hitting her once in the back. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, keep in mind, the firearm was never recovered. The naked woman was questioned and released pending further investigation. But ultimately, they arrested her a few days later, although police aren't saying why. I'm going to guess it's because she murdered someone, but what do I know? But my question is, do you believe that this woman is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
What's that, Sarah?
I'm going to go with Mexican.
You're going to go with Mexi?
This is the woman that was naked.
The woman that was naked after she got sprayed with dog, she grabbed a gun and shot the person who sprayed her. Shot her in the back.
Where was it?
Miami, Florida.
I'm going to go with white.
I think I'm going black.
You're going black. Sherry, you're going white?
Going white.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, she's naked, so she's definitely not Jewish. We're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile This takes us to Florida. We have a Florida woman who shoots her neighbor when she approached her neighbor about, hey, could you just not be naked in the bay window of your home? My kids are playing outside.
All of the kids are playing outside.
Pull the blinds. Anything.
So, of course, you say no.
So, someone actually did pepper spray the woman.
They did not pepper spray her. See, God, why do you make it
dog,
sound so
dog maze?
Dog repellent. I don't know what that is exactly.
Okay.
But dog repellent.
So, someone sprayed her with dog repellent, naked. She took a gun and killed her neighbor.
Well, that's what you do, Miles. But, Sarah, we asked you, did you believe this woman was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And in the end, you went white.
No!
Whoops, hang on. I'm going to give you the official. There we go. No, she was not white. I'm going to give you a hint to guess again. And in this case, I'm just going to give you her name. Taquana Washington.
Jewish.
Yes, you are correct, Miles. You nailed it.
I knew it.
Taquana Washington, yes.
We,
black.
We had a breed together.
Yeah. Yeah, she got sprayed, shot someone.
Yeah.
And by the way, the crazy thing is, all right, so one of the charges they brought her up on, just follow along with this, right? So obviously, second-degree murder. I think we can all track with that one. One of the things that they charged her with was unlawful, unlawful possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. So she is unquestionably a convicted felon. The thing is, the firearm was never recovered. And she never admitted to doing it.
No kidding.
They have not found the firearm. So they know damn well.
The biggest atrocity in this is that if you see a picture, you do not want to see her naked.
No!
This is not about sexuality. This is not about being obscene. This is about not throwing up and wanting to eat later.
Put it this way. There's a reason why your inside organs stay inside.
Yeah.
And even though we all respect our lungs and our hearts and our livers and all the work they do, like when you see them on the outside of someone's body, you go, oh, dear God, I don't want to see that.
You know how you appreciate
it's not unlike that.
T-shirt wearing person to the pool guy?
Which sure.
I do. I'm probably the same thing.
Assuming he has bottoms on. Yes.
Exactly. Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Seems like our systems are slowly coming back, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing this. We might actually have audio sometime, but you never know.
Screw audio. Yeah, I like this better,
actually,
man.
We really don't need it.
I like you to recreate the audio.
Yeah.
All I'm going to do with the audio is hear what they did.
This
is what they did.
This failure has created a 100 times better product.
I'll tell you what.
It really has.
We'll do it every day. You could start transcribing them for me.
We can do whatever you want to do. I don't care. This is so much better than hearing Jimmy Fallon saying it.
All right. You got to figure out which one is mine, which one was written by a team of writers.
And what show?
Or what are the options?
Yeah.
Is it what? Fallon,
what do we have?
Spade?
Fallon's, like, what do we have? We have Kimmel, we have
typically it's been
Conan.
Myers,
so
Fallon.
I didn't know. I thought you were going to do
there's no Conan,
thank
there's
you
a Fallon.
Notes. I didn't know.
There's a Fallon, there's a Kimmel, there's a Spade, and a Fallon.
So these are
two
all
Fallons,
late
Kimmel,
night
and a
show
Spade.
Monologues that you're going to do live.
But
and then one is a Ted Smith original.
One is, and that is what the one I want to get.
All right.
I feel like you and Seth Meyers I can pick out.
Are you ready on your timing and delivery?
Yeah, let's do it.
You're sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, no, but we got to do it.
All right.
The segment has started.
Okay.
According to scientists, an asteroid as powerful as 10 billion atomic bombs may have wiped out the dinosaurs. So it wasn't carbs. I knew my doctor was lying.
I'm gonna guess Kimmel.
Yeah, Kimmel.
David Spade.
Damn it!
Oh.
He's not big enough for the doctor to say anything. That's why I went Kimmel. I'm like, all right. I know Kimmel battled the weight issue earlier. I know he's tried to. David Spade is like 2 feet tall and weighs
it's really,
pounds.
It's all in the delivery.
I know, but okay. I still
do. All right, ready?
All right, another
ready?
One.
Okay.
Cory Booker was the only unmarried candidate in the debate. That would be interesting. A single president. See him on Tinder. Although he's in a serious relationship, he is dating Rosario Dawson, the actress. But even though they've lived together until 3 days ago, she hadn't officially endorsed him. I mean, how many dishes does this guy leave in the sink?
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
God.
All right. Okay. We're trying. Got another one.
Got a couple more here. A couple more.
Let's go Raising Arizona on this one.
All right. Mike touched on this earlier, but Oreo does have a new mysterious flavor hitting stores on Monday. And if you can guess it correctly at mysteryoreo.com, you'll enter to win $50,000. Spoiler alert, it tastes like diabetes.
Myers.
Ted Smith original!
Oh,
no way! Nice work! That was a great joke!
I remember a diabetes joke, diabetes, and it was Seth Meyers probably like 8 months ago. It's not even like current, man. I just remember he made a joke about diabetes, and I laughed my ass off.
For our 150-year-old listeners, this is Crumb.
All right, I'm only going to do one more. Let's get the good
How'd you
one
get
here.
That joke?
You're not all right, all right, all right. You'll like this one.
All right. Okay.
All right, all right. The third Democratic debate.
Seth Meyers.
Not Seth Meyers. I read that the candidates were warned not to swear during the debate, but it got weird when Bernie asked, "What about the nudity?"
The invitation did it. It's not even funny, but it's serious you do it.
That was great.
That's my best Bernie.
I'm sticking with more crumb then.
That was a foul joke.
Was it?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders always sounds like an angry man. He always sounds like the guy who's yelling at the kids on his lawn.
I'm telling you.
I want to get health care for everyone.
Trevor Noah months ago had footage of Bernie Sanders like years ago talking to children.
Oh, no.
And it's the same thing. Like they're like eight. And he's like, "Are you on the drugs?" You know, like, "What do you know about health care?" And they're like, "I'm eight."
Is it Biden?
Right?
God.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Okay, let's go Ferris. You ready? Let's go Ferris.
All right.
Oh,
I know you guys heard about this. A company started making a blue rosé. It's pretty cool. They only use the finest grapes from France's Listerine region. Also, they might have gotten some of the grapes from the planet in Avatar.
Oh, right.
That was a Jimmy Fallon. I added the Avatar, though. You're welcome,
okay.
Jimmy.
Right. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Sure.
Serious.
And we're out of monologue. I just like the music now.
I think it sets a nice mood.
All right, let's see. Let me find a story.
That's
that
the thing. You have to read the right joke in sequence with the right music.
All right, all right. Hang on. I got you. I got you. All right. John Mulaney is developing a children's variety special.
Listen up, children. Gather round.
Which is inspired by his favorite shows when he was a kid. Sesame Street! 3-2-1 Contact. Ready, Rosie. A 1980 musical by Maurice and Carol King. I don't know Maurice's last name. There aren't many details yet, but John says he wants to make something that'll appeal to kids and adults. Quote, "It's like something I'd like to watch, and I don't know, and I don't want to do anything else.
It's like Sesame Street with blood."
Yeah.
Oscar's a serial killer.
Yeah, hit that music again, Miles.
Oh, the same one? Yeah.
Cookies code for people.
Drama? You want drama?
How about the drama?
You want drama? Got it.
In this week's episode, Grover finally kills Big Bird.
Thank God.
Because
you know what?
Blood
he
bath.
Could feed
now
about 25.
Now Snuffleupagus is out for blood and revenge! Grover's coming to an end.
Elmo's
one,
dead. You're killing
two,
Elmo's dead.
Three dead bodies.
No.
One, two, three. Sesame Street just got real.
What is happening?
Cookie Monster's been feeding people to his friends.
You thought it was Soylent Green. But cookies are people. All right. Rihanna's a little too busy to headline the Super Bowl.
I know why. We're going on vacation.
Dude, I'm pretty sure she's pregnant.
Really?
Oh, that's a problem.
Last night on Twitter, it appeared that she was pregnant.
But how? Like, she appeared pregnant or she said something that...
I think her quote was something
there's
like...
There's a baby in my belly.
No, she was hosting an event. I forget what it was, but she just was talking about...
I'm preaching.
Yeah, well, I think her quote was something like her mom, you know, like black, talking about black excellence. She was like, she was a black woman.
We call it black excellence. Don't laugh, man.
Damn it.
What? Do not be racially insensitive.
It's like Blackula.
Yeah.
So she said something to the extent of like, my mom raised a black kid and I'll raise a black kid daughter. So people took it as she's pregnant.
Congratulations?
I don't know. Maybe last night it seemed like a big deal.
I mean, if she were Asian and said that, I'd be like, damn, that's
I'd like to put a little vanilla in there.
Little creamer?
Yeah. Come on.
Well, that was the whole thing last night. Like, Miles was talking about, like, his girlfriend is dating somebody. Like, the whole internet, like, Twitter was just like, Drake's going to be pissed. Like, all these guys around the world are upset. Like, is Rihanna really pregnant? Like, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You all had a chance before.
You did. I didn't.
Jennifer Lopez, of course, she's still interested in headlining the Super Bowl. But, you know, the Rihanna thing, basically, she had blown it off before, but now Jay-Z, who's her kind of her mentor, he's he's involved with the NFL, so maybe there's a chance.
She's pregnant. Got a baby in the belly.
I would not be shocked by that.
No.
Maybe they should bring Colin Kaepernick out and he can throw footballs through a ring of fire.
Right.
You got it. You just got to have somebody work at safety,
that's right.
Miles.
That's right.
I know this now. Let's see. You know, there's not a lot of good stories. All right, Jennifer Aniston. You guys like Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, yeah. Like her enough,
definitely.
Yeah.
I think Jennifer Aniston is one of those people that got so popular for a period that, like, you kind of, like, for me, I kind of didn't like her just because I was tired of hearing about her.
But part of it's because she was popular for one thing, just being her character on Friends. You know, it's one thing if you're like, she had this massive body, like Meryl Streep, right? She is what she is. But the point of Meryl Streep is she's played a million characters. You say she's popular.
It's all the same character.
But there's no one person. Hey, with Aniston, you just got sick of hearing about Friends. You just heard about her Friends. But now that she's like Meet the Millers, like that's right. When I became a
that's
fan.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As soon as she's not in that role, she steps out of roles and they're completely ridiculous. And they're great.
I also think a big part of it, remember, she was with Brad Pitt. And then Angelina Jolie came along. So it was like, it was
Mips
always.
McCallahan is what we call
it. And frankly, this has nothing to do with Jennifer Aniston. There, at the time, there was just some very annoying women I knew, and they were just like, Jennifer Aniston's the best. So I think
all
that kind of tainted it a little bit and kind of, you know, made me not like her as much. But she is very funny. And honestly, like Jennifer Aniston also, like, she's a grown woman, man. She's strong. She's fine. But anyhow, let's see. It's been 25 years since she was on with on the role on Friends. Basically, I like this. She told the New York Times, I'm entering what I feel like is one of the most creative, fulfilling periods of my life. Seriously, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I figured I'm just ready about to bloom. Which, I don't think she's wrong.
I don't either.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a ton of... And she's Jennifer Aniston.
It helps.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you do if you do art. I always think that if you're good at doing it, you feel like it's always going to get better. Like, from what I've learned from this
instance... Pursue.
From that, from whatever your entire, you know, collaboration is as far as the people you've worked with, ultimately you think, why are you doing it if you don't think you could be better and learn? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? I agree, but I will say there is some mediums, honestly, where sometimes you could tell it's over.
You can tell it's over, but I feel like most, and I might be wrong.
But acting's different because every role is
different. You get to do something different, right? Like, we're going to get old, guys who do sports, you get, like, if you do one thing, you just get old. Maybe you even set the new standard. Chris Berman, right? He, along with Stu Scott, essentially set the standard for how every sports broadcast goes now. And not calling the game, but I mean, it doesn't matter what network you watch. If they're going to do a show about sports, there's a certain way they break it down. And those guys really establish it. And then somehow they end up getting lost in their own shuffle. Right? Because you have new generations that come along and go, well, man, I like this show, this show, this show. This guy just seems old to me. And that, it's inevitable. But you go like, hey, man, that old dude, by the way, just so you know, honestly, like, he kind of set the standard for what you do.
Right. And, like, look, I love Berman for that. But to me, it just got annoying. It's just the same.
Ooh, just ignore me.
Like, it was just the same stuff over and over.
Over.
Right?
Over.
So, like, I respect everything he did, but after a while, you're just like.
Do you really have to say cooler than the other side of the pillow, Stuart? Yeah. You're like, you don't have to anymore.
Yeah, but he was still kind of.
He would come up with, but now guys do it all the time, and he established that as a thing to do. I'm watching the highlights last Sunday, and there's a guy, it actually made me laugh. I don't remember what game they're covering, but they show the highlight, and they're like, and this receiver was more open than a Waffle House. And I started dying, but I'm like, Stuart Scott basically created the concept that, I mean, look, Scott Van Pelt, you love Scott Van Pelt, and he's one of the, I think, more clever guys, and he comes up with great things, but they do a great job, and Stuart Scott basically established that that's how dudes do sports now. When you do the highlights.
Yep. Right, booyah. I mean, right, like Stuart, right, he set, I mean, there was skits on Saturday Night Live about it. So you're right, like he set that standard. But yeah, there's some guys in there who do a good thing. But right, for Jennifer Aniston, like, she's an actress. So it's like every role's going to be different. And she could do other stuff now. You know what I mean? Instead of being like the...
Like make passionate love to me on a mountaintop?
I was thinking she could be like the hot aunt.
Okay, that. I like my idea better.
Hot aunt.
Yeah, mine's very specific.
Yeah, who's this hot aunt you had growing up?
She's wearing knee-high boots.
No. I just mean, like, I don't know that she's going to play, like, the all-out sex symbol as much anymore.
Right.
But in a character, she could be, like, the main character's hot aunt.
Gotcha. Okay.
Thank
you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Flight makes an emergency landing after pilot spills coffee in control panel, causing smoke and a burning smell. Meanwhile, a woman on vacation with family has her suitcase start vibrating in security and now has a new story to tell. Montana woman so bored she sits in lawn chair with hair dryer trying to slow speeders down. Pedestrian who stared down car crossing road ends up looking like a clown. And Captain America caught in Mississippi stealing stuff. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. A grandmother in Montana seems to have found a way to get people to slow down in her neighborhood. Tired of hearing complaints of people too scared to walk or ride their bikes around their neighborhood because of their speedy drivers, the woman took matters into her own hands. She now sits herself outside on the sidewalk, armed with a hairdryer, and points it at drivers that think that she's checking their speed.
Or about to shoot them in the face.
People are hailing her as a junior trooper for her efforts.
Isn't that illegal?
I think to some degree it is.
How old is she?
There's no some degree. I mean, like, can I get, you know, some degree of ticket for speeding?
Right. It just
I've
says
heard
she's a grandmother,
it's illegal, but right. You know, once you get it, like we said, if you're over or under a certain age, most people don't care.
Right. I mean,
but she's not pulling people over. It's just making it look like it's a speed
trap. Right.
Track.
She's just pointing a hairdryer at people.
Yeah.
Okay, she's also the like person that. Who looks out their window for the mailman to come. Like, she needs something to do. If this is what she does, good. She's outside. Why do you have a hairdryer? I don't know as a human being. That's
well, here's,
thing.
I just will say this real quick as a bald man. If you stay in my apartment, don't ask. I don't have a hairdryer.
Yeah, why would someone ask?
Who does?
Did you go to a hairdryer?
Yeah. You know, maybe I have an overnight guest and they shower.
Mom.
No.
I really don't
know
anyone who uses a hairdryer.
Are you serious?
No.
Like every woman I know uses one.
But do you know women?
Yeah. I mean, me.
Steve, do you know women?
I do.
No, Miles, okay, say, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people still use hair dryers.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know any dudes or lipstick, but I know a lot of people with lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In other news, a Scottish woman's family vacation.
No overnight guest, huh?
Oh, no. Come on. No, man. Come on.
They can't dry their hair, in. Ted.
Don't rub that in.
Oh, Lopey.
There's going to be a run on hair dryers tonight.
If you want the secret, also buy extra toothbrushes.
No tamale for you.
They'll appreciate it.
In other news, a Scottish woman's family vacation took a funny turn when she was waiting at baggage claim. While waiting with her family and other passengers, the woman's bag came out of the carousel making mysterious buzzing noise. Was it her cell phone?
It wasn't mysterious.
Was it her electronic toothbrush? No!
Only if you put it in your mouth.
On a family vacation.
Turns out she had brought a very intimate item along with her on vacation. Mortified, the woman busted into the bag as quickly as she could to silence the savage device.
Mommy, what's that?
Let's be honest. Outside of Robin, I think the four of us all bring a very personal sexual toy on every vacation we go on.
They're attached to my wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't
Thank
leave
you.
Home without them.
Right? Thank you. You're speaking for me awful loud there, Doug.
Am I wrong?
With the hand. All
that
right,
means
fine.
No.
I mean, I see what you mean. I'm just saying. I pictured something in my bag that I don't own. So.
Mike punches the clown when he's on vacation.
I use Metamucil so I can hide my drugs.
Hey, Thrill. Do you know whose favorite little rascal was?
Who's that?
Spanky.
You don't say.
Come on. Moving on. We all know that people can beat their stereotypes, but unfortunately that goes for Canadians.
Oh, beat them, huh?
Son of a bitch.
He calls it a stereotype, Ted.
Oh, get over here, stereotype.
Unfortunately, that goes for Canadians as well. There's dash cam footage going around online of a man being less than friendly on the roads. Grow up, Ted.
Too late.
The footage shows the driver going around a corner before having to come to a screeching halt for a jaywalker in the middle of the road. Just in case you thought that this was someone that wasn't paying attention, the jaywalker continues to walk at a snail's pace, staring down the driver the entire time. Too full of his own power trip, however, the jaywalker loses focus and walks face first into a power pole on the sidewalk before the car speeds off.
Sweet.
It's fantastic, man.
Sorry.
That's pretty.
Sorry about the power.
That's pretty
pool.
Aggressive staring down for a Canadian.
It really
I
was.
Say, that is very un-Canadian.
It just, yeah, I was not disappointed.
I'm
with
angry
that video
Canadian.
At the end.
Like, there's no such thing.
You're right. I took it too far.
They're out of Timbits.
I was just gonna say, I
and I'm
my
feeling
Timbits.
Feisty.
Some people are okay with you having fun with them while they're on the job. Others aren't so happy to see it. A man in New York learned this the hard way when he decided to have a little fun with a police officer.
Oh, boy.
The officer had gotten out of his car in a parking lot and left his cruiser running as he took off to carry out business.
Am I
seizing up? Damn it, Ted. Will you grow up? We're off that story.
No, I'm just laughing where this story's headed.
Seizing opportunity for a quick laugh, the 24-year-old jumped into the driver's seat and moved it a couple feet before moving it back to where it was. Sadly, the officer didn't find it quite as funny as he did and arrested the man and charged him with second-degree grand larceny and second-degree criminal possession of stolen property.
There's not necessarily truth that the cop didn't find it funny, but he's going to arrest you anyway.
That's right.
That is funny what you did, son. You're going to jail.
Can I touch your mustache?
Turn your car off, take the keys, walk out like everyone else.
There you go.
Sorry.
They leave them running all the time.
I know they do.
We all
don't
have that
leave
fantasy.
Your cars running. You might get a chance to be stolen. But most people aren't stupid enough to do it to a cop.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, to me, if that's up for debate, don't worry.
Okay. Someone has called the cops on America's ass. The encounter. I've been waiting all day to say that. This encounter went down early in the morning when a woman's alarm went off, alerting her to someone trespassing on her property. She ran out the door and she set a light on the fact that it was indeed a man in a Captain America outfit trying to break into her shed using a lead pipe. Police were called and he was arrested.
That's not Captain America. He'd use a shield. And yeah, he'd be very cordial about it.
He throws his mighty shield.
Her she shed?
Was it Sheila? Is that her name?
Yeah, Sheila.
The she shed. Why do I like that commercial? Every time it comes on, I just sit there and watch it.
It's great.
My man stands with the hose, making no attempt to put it out. That brother's happy it's burning to the ground.
He hated that she shed.
He hates the she shed.
Did you see the disappointment on his face when she was getting another one?
I know.
It was the lightning.
Police in Auburn responding to a stabbing smelled something a little fishy about his story. Not gonna, it's just getting worse. The guy stabbed himself. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine. Men's room rules, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. Maybe it's not. We don't know. Honestly, Miles is a liar. But all the way, we are all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best for at least the sake.
Stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.